This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. Sugar High Theatricals has another performance or series of performances that is going on this weekend. And this one I think is pretty cool because it's all kids in the cast for the most part. And I will let Melanie Delbridge with Sugar High talk about it. And she is on the line right now. Melanie, thanks so much for your time.
Well, thanks for having me.
This is called Dreams, and you describe it as for kids by kids. This isn't, I believe, the first time you've done a children's-based performance. Is that right?
Actually, this is our third. We try to do one every year. We missed last year because we just couldn't get it together with everything else that we were doing. But, yeah, so we're trying to make it an annual thing to once a year do a kids show.
And how does one go about putting together an all-kids show versus a cast of, say, people of varying age groups?
Well, my process is pretty similar. I have auditions. From who attends the auditions, I pick out who I'm going to do in the cast, and I do a lot of figuring. I guess that's the major difference is when I'm doing a cast of adults, I don't stop and think, well, will that age group get along with that age group? You know, I don't really judge based on age for my adult shows. And with the kids, I do kind of have to balance, you know, how many teenagers do I have? How many, you know, middle school kids do I have? And make sure that I've got a group that's going to get along together and that can do the material that I'm thinking about.
So then with this performance, you have kids of a wide variety of age groups, it sounds like.
I do. Yeah, they range all the way from 8 up to 19 is the oldest.
Wow, okay. So talk a little bit about Dreams and what it's all about.
Well, Dreams is a collection. It's a musical review like a lot of the shows that I write. Mm-hmm. This one also gives the kids a chance to act in it as well. So it's a collection of different poems. We have some selections from plays where kids will do scenes or monologues from plays. And then in between each one of those, they have there's a musical number.
That's fantastic. So talk a little bit about what all will be involved in the show then.
Well, my favorite section of the show happens right before our intermission. We do a poem by Maya Angelou. We do a section of Martin Luther King Jr.'s speech, I Have a Dream. I kind of adjusted that and made it into a little bit more of a beat poem,
wow.
I guess. And then we sing This Is Me from The Greatest Showman, and I just get really excited. Last night during rehearsal when the kids got to that section, I burst into tears because I was so proud of them. So, but we have fun stuff, too, for younger kids. We have poems about, you know, putting a snake in your sister's bed or trying to keep a snowball as a pet. So we kind of go through both ranges. We have kids doing Shakespeare. There's a scene from Romeo and Juliet. There's a monologue from A Midsummer Night's Dream. And all kinds of different music. We have songs from show tunes. We have 60s songs. So it's a lot of fun.
It sounds to me then with the wide variety of things in the show, it sounds like if you can't get kids interested in theater by this, you may never get them, right?
I mean, there's some sections that I think kids under 12 will be like, what are they saying? But that's okay. That part is for our teenagers. So, and I kind of try to attack the idea of the different things that kids face growing up nowadays and then find poems that represented that to me or find a monologue that talked about those thoughts.
A friend of mine has a kid in the show, and it's their first theater production, and it sounds to me like that maybe she may not be the only one. There may be lots of kids, it sounds like, that are maybe getting their first exposure, as I mentioned, and maybe having a good time doing it.
Absolutely, yeah. We have a pretty broad range of experience level. You know, I have a couple of my kids I put in as student directors, so they actually choreographed and directed some of the scenes, so they have a lot of experience. I've been working with them for about 4 years now. But then there's some younger ones I've never worked with before. I think maybe their first show or their first or second show. So, you know, it's really fun finding things that everybody can do together for the group numbers. And then, you know, we kind of have our little solo moments where everybody gets to shine at their own level.
How do you work with someone younger in terms of somebody who wants to be a director or a choreographer? What's kind of the thought process in getting them to kind of understand what you need out of them, I guess?
Well, luckily these girls that I have being my student directors are pretty experienced, so they've watched me direct show after show. Mm-hmm. So they have already a good idea of how to do it, and one of the girls that choreographed was in the cadets, so she has a lot of experience dancing. But one of the things I did with them is I was like, you do the piece, let me watch it, and then we'll decide if we need to change anything. Because what I wanted them to do was be as creative as possible without me standing over their shoulder. And then we could fix anything that I was like, maybe that's not the best choice, or maybe we could do it this way. So that was, I wanted to make sure it was a fun and creative process for them, and we kind of collaborated. But they did such a terrific job, I think I had to change one thing out of everything.
Hey, that's not bad, and it sounds like that's just a really good lesson for just continually watching and learning, and you'll develop it yourself, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the thing that they struggle with is, that they struggle the most with is this, the thing that I think every director struggles with, which is figuring out how to get people motivated when everybody has a different type of personality. You know, how do I talk to this person to get them to do this kind of thing? So
now I've noted that this is a series of outdoor performances, and it's supposed to be pretty darn hot this weekend. Are the kids, how are the kids handling it?
Well, it's going to be a bit of an adventure, but we're luckily, you know, because of how the show is set up, you know, I don't have one kid dancing for 15 minutes straight. It's pretty split up, so they have plenty of time to rest. The yard where we're performing, the lovely thing about it is whatever degrees it is downtown, when we get here, it's about 10 degrees cooler.
And
well,
that's
usually
not bad.
A nice breeze. Like, I'm outside right now, and I'm perfectly fine, and it's pretty gross when you're downtown today. So we're just lucky, I guess, with where we're situated in town. To the folks that are coming to the show, you know, we're going to have some cold water and stuff for sale for the people. And, of course, we've got, you know, big coolers of water backstage for the kids. And because it's a very light costuming show, they put on a couple things here and there. They're just wearing T-shirts and shorts through the show.
Okay.
And so I think they'll be okay.
So what you're telling me is that you didn't need to go to Gatorade and get them to sponsor the show.
Although if Gatorade wants to sponsor a show, I wouldn't say no. But yeah, no, I think we'll be just fine out here in the country.
Not sure Gatorade is in my listener base, but that's another discussion for another day. All right, so talk about the when and the where, and you have a couple of performances here this weekend, right?
They're both. Saturday and Sunday, they'll both be right at noon. So we're suggesting people get to the area at about 11:30, 11:45, just so if in case it is that incredible heat, people aren't sitting for hours and hours waiting. We're at 2341 West Fremont, which is just past Log City Trail on Fremont. Big white farmhouse, can't miss it. We have Christmas lights in the trees all lit up so that they'll know where the show is. And a little stage built here. And we're asking that folks, if they're able to donate, they do so. But if you have a bunch of kids and you would like them to see theater, but you know you can't afford it, still bring them out because we want them to see, you know, as many kids to get to see this kind of performance as possible. So we're asking $10 for adults, $5 for seniors, and all kids 12 and under are free. So.
All right. And anything else we should know about Dreams, Melanie?
Just that these kids have been working really hard with a difficult situation with all the rain we had in the spring slowed down rehearsals, and now it's really hot, so I would love as many people to come out and see what these kids have been working so hard on and enjoy it.
And again, it's Dreams, and you can find out more details if you missed any of it on the community events page of WGIL.com. Melanie Delbridge with Sugar High Theatricals, thanks so much for your time. I hope everything works out this weekend, and you don't have a bunch of sweaty actors on stage.
Me too. Thanks so much, Will.
And again, you can go to the community events page of WGIL.com for more. Stay tuned. We will have Kim Commando in sports on a Thursday night as Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL.